Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Nagaland is celebrating its 62nd statehood day today, marking the day when the state officially became the 16th state of India on this date in 1963. A series of events have been planned across the state to commemorate the significant milestone in Nagaland's history. The state-level celebration will take place at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat Plaza in Kohima, where Chief Minister Nephew Rio will address the gathering. The Chief Minister will also launch several important initiatives aimed at improving governance and education in the state. One of the highlights will be the launch of the Teacher Attendance Monitoring System, TAMS Smile App. Additionally, Mr. Rio will lay the virtual foundation stone for 7 lighthouse school complexes under the Nagaland Enhancing Classroom Teaching and Resources Nectar Project. Another significant launch will be the Smart Secretariat, an initiative to digitize and modernize government operations. The Chief Minister will also inaugurate exhibition showcasing activities and achievements of the state. The celebration will be marked by special presentations and cultural events. Chief Minister Nephew Rio has extended warm greetings to the people of Nagaland as they celebrate 62 years of statehood with pride and gratitude. Mr. Rio highlighted that it has been a journey of resilience and progress. The Chief Minister urged the people of the state to honour their heritage and strive for a brighter future together. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discussed diverse national security-related issues with the top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. Attending the second day of the All India Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar yesterday, the Prime Minister also discussed various operational and infrastructural related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, as well as counter-terrorism strategies, also came up for debate and deliberations. The Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police of different states and union territories presented a roadmap of their respective states and union territories for tackling challenges related to crime control and law and order management. Nagaland is all set to celebrate the 25th edition of the iconic Hornbill Festival, also dubbed as the Festival of Festivals. Inauguration of the 10-day festival will be held this evening at Naga Heritage Village at Kisama under Kohima District. State Governor Laga Nissan will attend the inaugural function as chief host, while Chief Minister Nephew Rio will attend as host. State Minister of Tourism and Higher Education, Temjan Imna Along, will be the festival host, and Head Gaubura of Kohima Village, Medo Keretse, will attend the festival as tribal guest. Honored guests at the inaugural function will include Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of Japan to India, Keiichi Ono, Ambassador of the Republic of Peru to India, Javier Manuel Polinich Velarde, British High Commissioner to India, Lindy Cameron, Padma Bhushan Grammy and Oscar winner, Dr. A.R. Rehman, Director of International Relations and Trade, Welsh Government, Andrew Gwatkin, and Deputy Chief of Mission, United States Embassy, Jorgen Andrews. The Union Health Ministry has asked states and union territories to make snake bite cases and deaths a notifiable disease under the relevant provisions of the State Public Health Act or other applicable legislation. In a letter to the Principal Secretary and Additional Chief Secretary Health of all states and UTs, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastav emphasized that snake bites are a significant public health concern. Ms. Srivastav mentioned that the ministry has launched the National Action Plan for Prevention and Control of Snakebite and Venoming by 2030, NAPSE, in consultation with relevant ministries and stakeholders, aiming to halve snakebite-related deaths by 2030. A notifiable disease is a disease that is required to be reported to public health authorities when it is diagnosed. The goal of this requirement is to monitor, control, and prevent the spread of diseases and to implement measures to protect public health. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.